Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for hanging out with me. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jeff Sabar is here, too. Jeff's an old friend, a longtime Brain Trust member. He is the Chief Home Officer, the author of many books that small office, home office, micropreneurs, parties of one, charmed quirks that you guys could use, as I have been in my life before. And could have used him way back in the day. I could have used some of his stuff. And he's also the SBA's 2001 Small Business Journalist of the Year. But mostly, he's our good friend Jeff. Welcome back.
What an intro! Thank you so much. I need you as my agent.
Well, it's just like your mother wrote it for me. So I just read what your mother says. Hey Jeff, good to talk to you. Thanks for hanging out with me. You're about to take a road trip, aren't you?
We're heading out on the road. It's going to be for pleasure. We're going to Lost Wages and going to see if I can keep my shirt, come back with my clothes and my wallet intact.
Right.
But when you know, we're leaving for fun, but when you run a small business and you leave on a Wednesday to go out of town, you know, through the weekend, there's a fair amount of work that either needs to be done or might come across the transom, over the transom, as they say, that we'll need tending to. So my laptop bag will be packed and ready to go, and I have no problem, waking up early and doing a little bit of work, as I always do, especially with the time change. We'll be on it, and I'll be prepared to do so because I'll have my bag packed, and my bags are packed and ready to go.
Well, it's so interesting how, look at how many years you and I've been talking about small business technology, and especially the portable aspect of it, how it's become more and more portable. Remember back in 1999, you and I were saying, if you want to watch technological convergence, watch your cell phone. If you just want to watch it happen, and now what we should have been saying was watch mobile.
Not your cell phone,
because I have three mobile devices. I have a laptop that's 3G and wireless. It's mobile. I have an iPad, a tablet. In this case, it's an Apple iPad that's completely mobile, obviously. And then I have my smartphone.
Right.
And I'm sure you have all three of those too. And the thing is, you find yourself if you're traveling during the day, you find yourself needing one or the other of them, and it makes it handy. You stay connected. Some people might say you're too connected, but you know what? I consider it to be just handy. What do you think?
Yeah, well, I think exactly, and I think part of what you see with the three is that they each serve a purpose at a certain time. So I'm sitting in the airport, or say, standing in line at security or someplace where I can't sit down, you have your iPhone, or you're not your iPhone, but whatever phone you have. I have a BlackBerry. Mm-hmm. Others have iPhones. I'm demoing Motorola, the new Razr, which is, akin to like an iPhone. It's just a very smart phone. It's a small computer is what it is. So you have that. You can have that in your hands. You sit down at the gate waiting to board. You can break out your tablet, whatever tablet is that you use. You can break out your tablet to do what you have to do. And then when you have a little bit more time, you have a little bit more comfort, maybe on the plane or when you wake up in the hotel and want to go downstairs in the lobby, you can break out your laptop and do work. So they all sort of serve a purpose. It's almost like a point in time that they serve their role, but they equally keep you connected nowadays. And while I wouldn't want to have to work on a tablet as much as I wouldn't want to have to work on a smartphone, typing up long documents, that's not what they're made for, they each keep you connected and allow you to get work done at the different day point. And I think it's really effective, and it really changes the way we do our work.
But Jeff, I recently purchased a cover for my tablet, my iPad, that has a built-in keyboard in it.
There you go.
And so I also have a a Bluetooth. I have a Bluetooth keyboard, my Apple keyboard, that's wider and it's easier to type on, but I have to carry it with me and I don't always need it. So this way, with the case around my iPad having the built-in keyboard, then I can use it if I want it. I turn it off if I don't need it. If I'm just reading, I turn it off. If I need it, I turn it on, and it's Bluetooth, and it connects right up. So my point is that we're just continuing to identify these technologies that are making it easier for small business owners to be productive, to be available, and think about it this way. You know, some people might say, "Well, oh boy, you know, why are you taking your technology on the road? You're going on vacation, Jeff. Why are you taking all this with you?" Well, the truth is, you may not need to do any work while you're gone, but if something pops up, you're available and you handle it in 5 minutes and the customer's happy, and what's wrong with that?
Well, and that's really what it is. I mean, as an entrepreneur, you own your business, and if you're unavailable, something could get lost, you know, or an opportunity could be lost, or a customer's need could be overlooked, or how many people would tolerate, and they will, but how many people do you want to make tolerate? You know, you say, I'm out of town, I'll deal with it on Monday. You know, Monday isn't any good anymore.
You can't do that.
Absolutely.
For over 20 years, ever since I've had a cell phone in my business, which goes all the way back to the day I started in 89, the first one was bolted to the floor of my car, Jeff, as you know.
Right, absolutely.
But the thing is, I've always told customers, okay, now I'm going to be out of town, but you know how to get me. If you need me, I'm available.
Right.
And that always made them happy. Because they knew if they needed me, it was okay, and there was it's a little bit of a peace of mind, a little safety blanket that I gave them that you give your customers,
right.
And you know, sometimes you don't, if you're not going to be gone long, you don't even have to tell them you're out of town.
Right.
You know, maybe they don't know that you're out of town. You're still taking care of business.
Absolutely. When I leave, I forward my calls to my cell phone, and then to really ingratiate myself to my clients. There are certain ones that I say, look, I give no one my cell phone number because I don't want to be bothered, but you're not a bother, so I'm giving you my cell phone number. So I let them know that, you know what, I'm your guy, and I trust you, and I know you're not going to be a bother, which may even keep them from calling me on, you know, on a Saturday night with a problem.
Right.
So, you know,
well,
it's all good.
I used to have an answering service that was answered by real humans, but they had a switch, and if I told them I was on my cell phone, they would just connect to my cell phone and instead of my office phone, and the customer never knew where I was.
Absolutely. Sometimes they never know where you are anyway, Jim.
That's the truth. That was too easy, Jeff. I usually don't set you up that well. Jeff, give us your website quickly, please.
ChiefHomeOfficer.com.
We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.